Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th day of December. Well, here we are, the last three live shows of the year, rapidly winding down the year. If you got a comment about this past year, a prognostication about the coming year, well, give us a call. It's a live call-in show here at 800-313-9443. We'd love to hear your prognostication. I have hope for this new year. I don't know what the new year is going to bring. I have hope that we will have a fun, full, prosperous year for ourselves, that we will, that the economy will continue to surge forward in every which way. Now, the stock market is at unprecedented levels. This Bitcoin thing is up and down like a roller coaster. It's just amazing what the what's going on with Bitcoin. I don't participate in it myself. I was encouraged to, oh, I guess 2 or 3 years ago, to participate in Bitcoin, but I didn't do that. And I think I would regard it as fun, as play money. I wouldn't take it seriously. I wouldn't. I would regard it as play money only, and not as something that I would put any serious amount of money that I couldn't afford to lose in it. Not at all. So, 2018 coming up right around the corner, and it will be a good year, I believe. This president we've got is stimulating a lot of hope among many people worldwide. It appears that there's other countries and other governments that are emulating what Donald Trump's doing, and are moving forward to do the right thing for their own people, protecting their own people. I was just reading about the words of the current leader of the Czech Republic, and I like this guy. I really do. I like this guy. He's doing the right thing for the Czech Republic, and that's, you know, that's what needs to happen. It really is what needs to happen. What's going to happen? Well, I don't know. I know what could happen. What could happen involving the religion of peace, involving the possibility of World War III, starting with either Korea or the Middle East, one or the other. Both of those are certainly possibilities. And we shall see. We shall see what ends up happening. Whether Korea is going to back down and do the right thing, or whether they're going to start a war with South Korea. What's going to happen? I don't know. I know we need to be ready. That's what needs to happen, is being ready. You know, you very listeners, you know I'm a big advocate of hobby farms. And what is a hobby farm? Good question. A hobby farm is a place where the things grown there, fruits, vegetables, animal products, whatever it might be, is meant for consumption on the premises as opposed to being sold to run a business. That's my definition of a hobby farm. The hobby farm, in my opinion, it should be 100 miles plus, 100 miles, at least 100 miles from a major city. It should be at a good altitude. A good altitude, say 800 plus feet above sea level. That would be a good thing. Have at least when they're fully staffed, have at least a dozen adults, in my opinion, if you're preparing for a long-term grid down situation. A dozen adults would be a nice number for the following reason. 168, that's how many hours are in a week. And somebody is going to have to be awake all night, every night. That's a challenge. You got two people, you're going to have a miserable life. Four people, not much less misery. When you get up to six, it starts getting to be a bit more doable. You get up to 12, you can have that night shift covered, and everybody can have a normal life. That's what needs to happen, in my opinion. So, how do you become part of a hobby farm? How does that happen? Well, you can start one yourself. Find that little piece of heaven. I'm working with several people right now looking for their own little piece of heaven here in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks. And just go about the business of starting it. It takes time. It takes money. So another way would be to develop a coalition with the people who already have a hobby farm. That would be smart, wouldn't it? Almost all hobby farms, almost all the time, are going to need two things, labor and money. If you can contribute one or the other, or both, you'll find yourself possibly very welcome at an existing hobby farm. Possibly. There's a lot of personal dynamics involved, of course, to make that happen. And it's is something that needs to be looked at, I believe. Something that needs to be considered. I want to direct your attention to my website at thelibertyman.com. Field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018, almost exactly a year from now. Now, people have been bugging me with to give them a date for years. I've been doing talk radio now since 1995. So now I'm giving you a date, December 31st, 2018, almost exactly a year away. I list five different scenarios. You can pick one or two or all five as your choice to get ready for. And as my friend who escaped to Czechoslovakia during, well, it was still Czechoslovakia before the Iron Curtain came down, just do it, as my friend Joe would say, just do it. It takes motivation. It takes making that first step. It's once you do something positive, do something real, as opposed to sitting and thinking about it. That's the hardest and most important thing to do, is to take that first step. Go out and buy that extra food to start storing it up, extra medical supplies. Start studying to take your ham radio license test. Take that first aid class, that CPR class, whatever it might be for you. That first step is the single most important thing you can do, and go on from there. Now, I list five scenarios to get ready by December 31st, 2018, exactly a year from now, a year and 3 days. Here they are. Number one, economic collapse leading to civil disorder. Number two, World War III. The third one, rapid onset violent earth changes. The fourth one, widespread terrorist attacks. And last but not least, man-made or natural EMP. I did a two-hour guest appearance on another radio show last night. We spent the entire first hour talking about EMP. It can be overwhelmingly serious to understand and comprehend this country, the United States of America, going back to the 1890s in terms of technology. Without the infrastructure of the 1890s is brutal thought. It means the end of this country as we know it. It means the end of the United States as a world power. It means the end of the United States for many decades into the future. Government studies have shown that within the first 12 months of a nationwide grid down situation, 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead. They'd be dead from the following reasons. Lack of clean drinking water, lack of food, lack of access to pharmaceutical products, and other things. Criminal activity, of course. 9 out of 10 Americans dead the first year. It's a gruesome thought, but it's one based on reality. I just found out this past September, I wrote an alert that's posted on my website, top right-hand corner, my homepage at thelibertyman.com. It says, alert, JR's November 27th, 2017 alert. I found out this past September that the Obama administration was actively engaged in stopping effective protocols being put in place to protect the national power grid. I can only come up with one reason why they would do that. I can't come up with a second or third one. Only one reason why the Obama administration would actively stop the protection of the national power grid from happening. That's to make it possible for an EMP attack to be successful. I can think of no other reason. If you can think of another reason, please let me know. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. I can't. I'm a pretty smart guy, and I can't think of another reason. couldn't possibly be saving money the way they throw money around up there. No, not at all. We have, as I frequently say, we have about 100 B-1 bombers. They've used about 10 of them to blow up things in the Middle East. The rest of them they keep nice and shiny and polished up, so when the senators and congressmen visit, they can see the nice, shiny, polished up B-1 bombers that we've got in our inventory. For the cost of 1 1/3 B-1 bombers. This is the analogy. For the cost of 1 1/3 B-1 bombers, that much money would be all it would take to protect the entire national power grid from EMP. Given the threats that we hear from North Korea, given the fact, and it is a fact, that in September, the former head of the CIA, that's a man with a bit of credibility, wouldn't you say? The former head of the CIA, Director James Woolsey, told us all that those two Korean satellites, those two North Korean satellites that go over us every 12 hours on a polar orbit, do in fact have nuclear weapons on them. Now, I can comprehend why it may possibly be a lie. It may be something that's a lie used to give one more reason to go to war with North Korea. That certainly is a possibility. I can't discount that on one hand. On the other, all these former directors of the CIA still, I'm sure, maintain their security clearance and get a monthly briefing if they want to, because I know for a fact that all our flag rank officers have the same privilege. Flag rank would be admirals and generals. All flag rank officers are invited to the Pentagon once a month, all travel and expenses paid for a classified briefing if they choose to go. And I'm sure a lot of them do. For them, it's a social event. They get to spend a day or two with the men and women that they've worked with all their adult life. And so that's, I'm sure, it's something that many of them participate in and look forward to. And I have no doubt that the former directors of the CIA have the same privilege of being briefed anytime they choose, possibly once a month, maybe daily, who knows. The possibility of our country experiencing an EMP attack, in my opinion, is a clear and present danger. My opinion is shared by men and women who have access to the highest levels of intelligence coming out of our government. I no longer have that kind of direct access. I haven't been with military intelligence since the early 1980s. I left the Army Reserve in 1983. And now my access is all second hand. I have to rely on other sources to get the access to this kind of information, on one hand. On the other, the open source is scary enough. It's plenty scary. All this emphasis on whether a North Korean missile has any accuracy to it, how far it can go, can we intercept it, and on and on. Well, the North Korean satellites pass over us, two of them, every 12 hours. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every 12 hours, those North Korean satellites pass over us on a polar orbit. If the national power grid goes down, we may never know. We common barefoot peasants like myself and you out there, we may never know who was behind it. We'll be too busy looking for fresh water and food, staying warm, protecting ourselves from criminals, keeping people healthy to the best of our ability, having access to the knowledge about who set off the thing is something we may never find out. That would be pretty irrelevant compared to the day-to-day chores of staying alive. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of December. My, what a year it has been. The election cycle was, I've been watching, monitoring these election cycles. The first one I'm aware of was 1956 with President Eisenhower, Adlai Stevenson. I would have been 9 years old. I'd been reading the paper for a couple of years by then. And I recall just like it was yesterday, reading in the paper and how confusing it was to my very mature 9-year-old brain that Adlai Stevenson was too intellectual to be elected president of the States. And I thought at the time, in my very mature 9-year-old brain, how can this possibly be? How could it be possible that you could be too intellectual be elected president of the United States? So, it turns out that's true. It's an unfortunate reality is what it is. It's an unfortunate reality. But it is true. Two summers ago, I was at the home of a woman who was the president, the campaign manager for two or more presidential campaigns. And while I was there, two high-level members of her staff were there as house guests also. And listening to these three talk was fascinating to hear what goes on at that level of political discourse and campaign management and campaign planning. And they were talking about how these candidates are trained, if they don't already know how to do it, trained to segue from their normal level of intellect, vocabulary, conversation, to speak and have the vocabulary of an eighth grader. That's what they do. They have to do it. If they want to get elected, they have to do it. There's no choice. We're at a point, unfortunately, where the illiterate members of our society, men and women who literally cannot read and write and have been encouraged to register as Democrats. And I was in a courthouse a couple of years ago, and there was, I think, three women there, one Democrat and two Republicans. And I was making a statement how if we could somehow disenfranchise all the illiterate voters from voting, that the Republicans would win every election. And the woman there, and she's a nice lady, and she's a friend, and she said, "Johnny, are you trying to say that Democrats are illiterate?" And I said, "Well, I guess I am. At least a percentage of them. I would say a substantially higher percentage of Democrats are illiterate than Republicans are." This whole thing that began, when was it, 50, I guess about 20-something years ago, to motor voter, to have people register to vote when they get their driver's license renewed, to have people register to vote at the library. These are all efforts to get people to vote who would never vote otherwise, who don't think enough of the process to make an effort to go to the courthouse and get registered to vote. Is that such a burden for something so important as voting? I don't believe so. My goodness, have to go to the courthouse and actually fill out a piece of paper at the county courthouse with the county office that takes care of that, or city hall in the case of a city, perhaps? It's an accurate statement, and it can't be disputed, that the illiterate voters determine, because there's a sizable percentage of them. I was just looking at these numbers again just the other day. About half of Americans cannot read above eighth grade level. I was reading 48%. But there's about 10 to 15% that can't read at all. And most elections, most of the time, will be determined by 10 or 15% of the people that vote. It's a sad, sad situation. I'm not saying that illiterate people are bad, that people who can read and write are any better than illiterate people. And what I am saying is that if you're illiterate, you're at the mercy of making a decision based on what you hear and see on television and radio, because you have no access to reading written material, articles about the candidates, about the issues. Sad situation. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We had a great time this past few weeks getting people their energy cleaners, their mattress pads. I did manage to finally get pretty much all caught up. We were waiting for delivery on some queen size pads. It'll be shipped next week. They my factory distributor. They take off between Christmas and New Year's and shut down after the Christmas rush that takes place for 3 months before Christmas. It's a lot of fun helping people get their lives back. It really is helping people to help others, because we got people buying their second, third, and fourth units. They're helping their children, their siblings, their parents, and so forth. I see this, I would say about one-fourth to one-third of my sales where I can see on the order form one person's buying it and it's being shipped to another person. So that's very gratifying. It really is. I just got Steve Whitman's book in the mail yesterday. I'll be reading Steve's book over the next few days and hopefully have him on possibly the first Thursday of the year, next year. Talk about his new book and talk about how the energy cleaner saved his life. What a marvelous healing device. It's so humbling to have people give me credit for saving their life, myself and the energy cleaner, of course, and Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. So humbling. It really is. Energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device, only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. And, yes, I take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. If you need to send me a check, just send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Most people these days are buying a mattress pad with the energy cleaner right at the get-go. It's a wonderful combination. I use mine every night. Last night was just, I just slept rock solid. I mean, it's just a great, refreshing sleep with no pharmaceutical products. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'll be talking to Tim Spencer about expanding that to 90 days here before the first year, I hope. And I got a toll-free auto line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. And where our next caller is Ted in Hawaii. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, good morning, JR. And Mele Kaliki Maka, we say in Hawaii. Merry Christmas.
All right.
And I wanted to call. I just couldn't let the year pass without personally thanking you for the what you've done to help my life this last year. As I've listened to your program, and I'm just I own an energy cleaner. It's really helping me. doTERRA oils really helping me. Many other subjects that you cover, and I just really want to thank you, JR, and in your pursuit of the truth and your service to our country. I just want to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome, sir. And spread it around. Let everybody you know about how good you're doing as a consequence of listening to my radio show.
Well, I am, and actually visibly friends and my wife commenting how much better I am since I started using the energy cleaner only after a few weeks. And you know, I was an airline pilot, and I flew years and years, you know, long distance over the Pacific, Australia, all over the world. And I feel like this is erasing a lot of the jet lag and cumulative fatigue and all the physical destruction up at high altitude. People don't really know that you expose a lot of radiation up there and all the electromagnetic stuff. Anyway, this is reversing it. I really believe that. And friends noticeably comment about how much better I look. So just a testimony, unsolicited, just to let you know. And I just wanted to comment, please, or ask you a question.
Okay.
I know you're a veteran of Vietnam, and I just recently watched Ken Burns' documentary on Vietnam, and actually I thought it was excellent. I mean, I learned things I had no clue about,
right.
And I'm sure there's much more don't know about, but the Tet Offensive, that really opened that opened my eyes. And I know your emphasis on preparedness, and that we can learn lessons from history, and I mean, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, these things we just don't seem to learn, but the Tet Offensive was another major surprise attack from what I saw in the documentary.
It wasn't to me. It wasn't a surprise to me, Ted, because I was there, and I knew by the end of September 1967, I knew there would be a Tet Offensive at the end of January 1968.
Hmm. Well, this is what I would like to ask you, is maybe you would comment on this and let people, and might motivate your listeners to really take it seriously about preparedness. You know,
okay, let's discuss that a little bit. I was at the only thing lower than me in military intelligence was the wastebasket. I was a 20-year-old corporal working in military intelligence. I went to the classified briefing every morning at the 4th Corps compound. I picked up documents Monday through Friday at CIA headquarters, at ASA, Army Security Agency, and at military intelligence. I also got classified documents from RAND Corporation. Everything I saw, heard, or touched was classified. By the end of September, I knew that a few months in the future, at the end of January, the Chinese New Year celebration of Tet, there would be a major offensive from the enemy. Now, it was one of the major networks, and I don't recall which one, I think it was CBS, but don't hold me to that, did a documentary on the Tet Offensive. And General Westmoreland was still alive. This would have been in the 1980s, I believe. And there was a disagreement between the CIA's analysis and the top levels of U.S. Army intelligence that was working with General Westmoreland. General Westmoreland had given a speech before a joint session in Congress in December 1967, his famous light at the end of the tunnel speech, where he told the U.S. Congress and the President that the Viet Cong were essentially defeated and no longer could mount a credible offensive on the battlefield anymore. That was the speech he gave, and he really did believe that. General Westmoreland, I believe, was an honorable man who would have been ideal to fight another land war in Europe. That's what he was trained for. That's what he understood. What he did not understand was guerrilla warfare, that for every Viet Cong, there were 9 or 10 civilians who supported him with supplies, medical equipment, safe havens, and so forth. He didn't understand that. It just bounced off his brain. So all that fall, Ted, I was getting these reports. I was telling the men I worked with to get ready themselves that they're going to hit us. They're going to hit us hard. A few paid heed. Most did not. So when it did come, it was no surprise to me. It was no surprise to the men in military intelligence. It was a surprise to the Army in general, unfortunately. And that was my wake-up call, that people will be in denial, and they will not pay heed, even from a friend, one of their co-workers. Most of the guys I worked with, Ted, they were, we were in psychological warfare, a relatively small outfit. We only had about 4 men working in intelligence. The rest of the guys were running printing presses, maintaining trucks, doing administrative work, working at the warehouse, and so forth. So they didn't have access to what I did. But I was very open with letting them know what was coming, and majority of them still didn't prepare. So I haven't seen Ken Burns' documentary yet. It's on my list of things to do. And apparently it's very worthwhile, isn't it, sir?
It's very worthwhile. Actually, I'd like to send it to you. I have a set, and I'd like to give it to you as a gift, because I was really, my eyes were open. I was in shock to see. They were very objective. I was surprised how objective he was, in my opinion.
Well, I'd be very pleased to get that from you. My mailing address is at my website there, Ted, at thelibertyman.com. And if you do mail it to me, I would be very grateful to get that. And, of course, I'll watch it ASAP, and then you and I can talk about it.
Well, thank you very much. Well, okay. I appreciate you very much. And, we have a pattern of denial in our government and everything, and here it's coming January. I thought it'd be a good opportunity just to remember the Tet Offensive and also to know not to underestimate our enemy. I think that was a big thing, a big mistake they made over there. And they were strategic, and they had a plan, and they were working the plan. And our enemies today are doing the same thing. And we need to be prepared. And I thank you for emphasis.
Ted, thank you. We appreciate the call. Yeah. All right. I was at my brother's for Christmas earlier this week, 2 days ago, and the topic of fruitcake came up. And one of the women there said she's never ate fruitcake. My brother was talking about how he likes fruitcake. And finally, after everybody had said their made their say about fruitcake, I mentioned how I was so grateful that I kept the fruitcake that I'd received as a Christmas present, and it was in my footlocker during the Tet Offensive, because my unit, the first morning we woke up and the fighting had commenced about 2 a.m. that morning, My unit had enough meals to feed everybody one meal if each man split one, if each meal was split between two men, a C-ration meal. So that's how we had half as many C-ration meals as we did men to feed everybody one meal. That's all we had. That was it. So I was very, and I've been telling the guys, it was pretty common for wives and girlfriends and parents to be sending food to the troops in Vietnam, as it is in every war, chocolate chip cookies packed in the popcorn to keep breaking up, fruit cakes, any number of items. Food was one of the more popular things for the guys to get in the mail. And I was encouraging the guys to keep this stuff. I said, man, keep it, hold on to it, because it's something that when we need the food, you'll have it. You have it right there when you need it, waiting for you to eat it up. That'd be a pretty good thing, wouldn't it? Yeah, absolutely a pretty good thing. So that's never, I've always kept that in the back of my mind, the Tet Offensive 1968. Now, we did, in fact, win the Tet Offensive when it comes to a battlefield win. But it was a loss politically, because we were put on the ropes. Those first few days, the first 3 days especially, really wasn't all that clear who was going to win. I recall, just like it was yesterday, laying on my belly, and the mortars were hitting around us, and machine gun fire and rifle fire and all the things going on. And we were listening to the radio. We had the Americans had a radio station set up in Saigon, and the announcer saying that the American embassy had Viet Cong inside the grounds of the American embassy in Saigon. And laying there thinking, well, if we can't protect the most secure place in the entire country, the U.S. embassy in Saigon, what chance do I have, me and my buddies here, behind these sandbags and wire? What chance do we have? Yeah. Well, we got through it, obviously. I was getting reports back from our unit in Saigon of the truckloads of American bodies going through the streets. What the army did, what the military did, was split up the death count over several weeks into the future to make it look like it was smaller than what it really was. That's what they did. There was a lot of deception going on in that war, as there is in every war. A lot of deception. A lot of lack of knowledge of the true nature of the war. My parents had sent me a subscription to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, so I got that in the mail every few days. And it didn't take me long to realize that the war being reported was not the war I was fighting. It was two different wars. Seriously. It was two different wars. Almost nobody in the United States understood or even heard about the religious aspects of the war. Almost nobody understood, even at anything below flag rank officers, that the war could have been stopped in a matter of a few months by sinking one boat. That boat being the dredge that dredged out Haiphong Harbor, the only deep water port where they could offload the weapons of war, the boots, the ammunition, their weapons, and medical supplies, and trucks, and all the rest of the things that you need to fight a war. Only one bomb sinking one boat would have brought the war to an end relatively quickly, because that dredge was going every day to keep the Haiphong Harbor open for the ocean-going cargo ships that were offloading the weapons of war from Russia and China, the East European communist countries, and so forth. Not many people knew until I suspected it, and then former Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara confirmed it in his autobiography, that the legal basis for fighting the war in the first place was based on something that never happened. That would be the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which led to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which gave President Johnson authority to engage in offensive operations with the U.S. military. Prior to that, it was only advisors and trainers engaged in defensive and training operations only, no offensive operations. So we got a black wall in Washington, D.C., with more than 55,000 names on it, the men and women who died in that war, all because of a fictitious attack on the U.S. Navy that never happened. How about that? Well, that's my reality. Most of these wars, since the War of 1812, the War of 1812 was the last time that U.S. forces defended the United States. How about that? All these other wars were contrived and we had no business being involved with. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. Well, Korea was actually authorized under proper authority, but that's a different story. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming...
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of December. When I first became a homicide detective, the state purchased a nameplate to go on my desk. I really didn't have a desk per se for quite a while, but It says John Moore, Chief Investigator. It's walnut, and it's got a brass plaque engraved, John Moore, Chief Investigator. On the back side of that, facing me, where nobody could see it unless I happened to be behind my desk, and it's still on there. I have a little typewritten statement that's taped to the back of it. It says the following: we have plenty to eat, and nobody's shooting at us. Something I mentioned to my family the other night: most Americans don't know what hunger is. My definition of hunger, John Moore's definition of hunger, is the following: first, not having food. Second, having angry men who want to kill you between where you are and where the food is. That's my definition of hunger. And it's firsthand experience, obviously. I hope you never find yourself in that situation. I do truly hope and pray you never do, because it is quite scary knowing that you don't have food, number one, and number two, to get to where the food is, you have to somehow, some way, get past the angry armed men who want to kill you. Please, I hope that doesn't happen to you. If you do find yourself in that situation, I hope you can prevail and get access to the food with no harm coming to you. That would be my hope and prayer for you. Preparation in advance is what will help you not end up in that situation, hopefully. That's what I'd like to see, is have you prepare so that does not become your reality. That would be great, wouldn't it? Not to have that become your reality. I hope so. Well, we got the new year coming up. This time next year, it will be 2018. So now is the time, isn't it, to start making those preparations so that you can be ready for whatever gets thrown at us. That would be a great thing, wouldn't it? I think so. Yes. I think it would be a wonderful thing. So get started. Absolutely get started. And develop your plan. Work on your plan. And prevail. Make sure that you've got the training, the supplies, the equipment that you need to prevail. That would be a real wise thing to do, don't you think? I believe so. I don't have time for any calls here. We're just about out of time. John from Tennessee, give us a call tomorrow. That's it for today. Max Supplies, energy, cleaner, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.